The State Department of Natural Resources and Department of Justice say this hunt is illegal and dangerous. But Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission spokeswoman Sue Erickson says they won't wait for a federal court hearing to begin this night deer hunt. Erickson says all tribal members that are issued hunting licenses have to be certified through marksmanship training. In fact, she thinks it's ironic that the state has issued about 1,000 wolf licenses that includes night hunting, while so far only 74 tribal members have qualified for deer licenses. She says the tribes believe this hunt will be safe.
They do not think they're asking for anything unreasonable. They have more or less taken the path of let's just quietly go about our business, get this done. We'll jump through all the hoops required, and have really tended to stay away from the media hoopla, which is not the course that the state has taken.
But Erickson wants to make it clear this is not deer shining, where lights are used to attract deer. Both State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp are calling this deer shining. Erickson says this is using lights to illuminate the target before shooting.
Certainly, of all people, they know the difference between, you know, general shining and illumination at the point of kill. So, yeah, their choice of terminology there was inaccurate, and I'm assuming deliberate.
The tribal night hunt will continue until the first Sunday in January, barring a federal court order. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.